Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode. And today, happy October. It's October 1st. It is afternoon. And hope you're excited for Halloween if that's something that you celebrate. But back to what I was saying earlier today, what we're going to be talking about is an experience that I had with being called a white knight. And I want to sort of clarify what that really means and sort of my takeaway from that experience, and of course, some advice for those of you listening. This was back in 2019, I don't even remember specifically when. I was in a Discord voice chat. And if you don't know what Discord is, it's basically this app that allows people to sort of make groups, make these servers where people can connect and join. It's like Facebook groups, but in an app format. And it's mainly used for gaming. It's mainly used for people to get into voice chat and game together or make these chat channels and things like that. And so I was in a voice chat and I was with like a few other people. And I think they were all or mostly women. And I was talking to them about women's rights. I was talking to them about, I don't remember specifically what, I don't remember, but it was about me being in defense for women's rights, or something about me standing up for women who are harassed, abused, whatever, right? And then some guy joins the voice chat and he hears me as I'm talking about this. And he starts insulting me in the voice chat in front of everybody. And he starts calling me a white knight, basically insulting me because I sort of, I guess, to him at least, I was portraying myself to be this person that was like putting women on a pedestal or like just kissing women's feet or something like that. And he basically mocked me. And that interaction didn't end very well. I got very sort of upset myself. I didn't yell or anything, but I tried to negotiate and reason with him as to why he thought that was an appropriate response to what I was saying. And I'm just gonna end the story there. He ended up sort of, I mean, he got, like, I think he got banned from that Discord server. I, of course, didn't. But that whole experience was not something that I look upon favorably, of course, right? It's when somebody just comes up to you and starts insulting you, it's not fun to deal with that. And so, looking back on that experience, why am I looking back on this experience, right? This happened a year ago. I am actually in the process of reading this article about, apparently, the culture, inside the culture of sexism at Riot Games is what the article is called. And if you don't know Riot Games, they are the company that they make, or they, what do I, how do I say this? They own League of Legends, they made League of Legends. That's a really worldwide popular game, which is something that I play every now and then, but I'm finding myself playing it less and less as time passes, and I came across this article that I thought was interesting. And so it made me think of that experience that I just recounted to those of you listening. And so I want to clarify something that is, and I know I say this often, like, oh, this is extremely important to understand, but it's because I really do consider these things to be important to understand. And as trite as I say it, or as trite as it sounds, and as much as I say it, I really do mean it. Someone standing up for women's rights, that is not what a white knight is. And I feel like white knight is somewhat synonymous with a nice guy. In the sense of that saying where people say nice guys finish last, it doesn't mean being a nice guy means you're going to lose with your dating life, right? Here's what it actually means, and here's what being a white knight actually means. It's when somebody is a complete pushover, somebody who always takes the side of women no matter what. Somebody who basically worships women, puts them on this pedestal, treats them like holy figures and saints, and just kisses their butt, right? Or being a brown noser. That's what a white knight and a nice guy is. They shower women with love and kindness and expect like sex or relationships in return. Like they just, you know, they don't put up much of a challenge. They're not their own sort of human being. They are just worshiping women. That's what a nice guy and a white knight, that's what they are. And I am not that, right? The truth is, and this is something that people need to understand, is when you say something or like when you believe in standing up for women's rights or coming to the defense of the abused or the violated or the people who experience sexism, this does not make you a white knight or a nice guy, right? It makes you a decent human being. There is a difference between someone who is being a decent human being and somebody who is being a white knight slash nice guy. And what I was doing in that Discord voice chat was being a decent human being, because of course women should have their rights. Of course we should treat women fairly and equally. Of course we should, respect their rights, not harass them, not sexualize them, not objectify them. And see, even as I say this right now, this is not me being a white knight. This is not me kissing women's feet. This is not me worshiping them. This is called being a decent human being that respects other human beings and that fights for their liberties, their freedoms, and their rights. That's what any decent human being would do. This is what any decent human being would agree with and believe in. And so we need to make sure that people understand this because, especially guys, there are a lot of guys out there walking around with this idea that if you say anything remotely like what I just said, or if you believe in the things that I just said, that this makes you a white knight somehow, or that you're a kiss ass for women, that you just worship them, which is absolutely not the case. There's so many guys out there that actually think like this, and it's a shame because nothing could be further from the truth. And that is a prime example of juvenile thought and immaturity. If you think standing up for women's rights or whatever makes you a white knight, then you need to go do your mental homework and grow up and think about what being a decent human being actually means, because that is what being a decent human being is. Okay? And so I just thought I'd get on my podcast today and lay that out straight. That is the cold, hard truth. Heck, it's not even cold. It's just reality. We should, as human beings, be there for each other. I'm not saying people have to go to the lengths that I do when it comes to looking out for other human beings. You don't have to be like that. But you can at least, like I said in last night's podcast episode, be a decent person. Okay? And like I said, being a decent person is not the same thing as worshiping women. That is an extreme, that is an obsession. And quite frankly, that's putting yourself down and elevating other people, particularly women, to a standard that is just too much, right? You need to be your own person. You can, of course, disagree with women. You can have your differences. You can, have your debates. That's just you being a person. And likewise, on the other hand, on the other end of the spectrum, if you just find yourself disagreeing with a lot of women, that doesn't make you a rude, disrespectful, arrogant person. You are just being your own human being. And because, like I say all the time, we are so different and we are so diverse, you're gonna have disagreements with other people. That doesn't make you a dick. That doesn't make you rude. That just means you're your own person. So we have to be careful with these extremes, right? Whether you're worshiping women or disagreeing with them, you have to find your middle ground. And don't use or be affected by those labels, like being called a white knight. If anyone calls you a white knight for standing up for women's rights, that's absolutely ridiculous. Just don't pay any attention to them because they don't know what they're talking about. That's just you being a decent human being. It's like if you fight for men's rights, if you think men should have the right to vote and you say that, does that make you a white knight for men? No. That's just because men and women both should have the right to vote. And fighting for that cause and that belief does not mean that you are some insert insult here thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's just something that I wanted to lay out on my podcast in the middle of this article as I was reading this thing. I just felt like, or I just thought back to that experience and I wanted to share that with you all and just put out some truths out there. And so hopefully this helps some of you, whether you're somebody who has experienced something like the thing that I experienced on Discord, or if you're having a debate with somebody and they think you're being a white knight or whatever. Hopefully this episode helped you out. Hopefully this episode helped you sort of get straight with your ideas, your thinking, and hopefully reassured you that there's nothing wrong with you, that you're just being a decent human being, and good job, keep it up. Okay, so with that said, a quick short 10-minute episode today. Hopefully you enjoyed it, found some value in it, and I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.